last thought and realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone. It's 2 a.m. The sun's still warm. Alright, people, it's October 17th, 2009, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I'll throw out the call-in number. I'd like to hear from some people who haven't called in before, and the number is 800-313-9443. I also asked that people would go to, you can go to the old website, www.martiallaw911.com, martiallaw911.com. And the 911 is about martial law. It's not necessarily about what happened at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. It's more about what happened thereafter. And we have been under martial law or military rule, military dictatorship, rule by the military, industrial, religious, education, congressional complex. If you start looking into the names, you know, I think there's a woman, I forgot her first name, her last name is Whitman. She's running for governor now. I don't know if Schwarzenegger is going to bow out or try to overcome term limits or anything. But if you start thinking of those names like Whitman, you ever heard of Whitman samplers, Whitman candies, Whitman chocolates? A lot of these individuals come from these families. They're fascist. They are, you know, their family fortunes are represented on a stick. And the fasci is a bundle of these sticks way back, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, before we had, quote unquote, you know, printed or coined money. They used to account for the treasures of a kingdom, the number of sheep, the number of cattle, the number of soldiers in arms or men in arms, the bushels of wheat, whatever. The kingdom possessed people, serfs, vassals, peasants. They used to account for them on a stick by making notches in the stick. And the financiers for the kingdom used to keep the records for the kingdom on these sticks. And effectively what the fasci or the fascists are is a group of these families that go back hundreds, clearly thousands of years ago, back to ancient Samaria, Babylon, Assyria, even places like Israel, Damascus, Germany, even Austria, Bavaria, that entire region that used to be known as Greater Germania. They're all coming from these ancient kingdoms, and they are trying to resurrect a worldwide system of united kingdoms. And you really have to, when you see these people's, you know, names pop up, start to think of what corporation, what company, what product you've heard with that name. And I'll get back real quick with Sarah Heath, Candy Bar Fortunes Palin, right after the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Welcome back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone with host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And throughout the call-in number, 800-313-9443. If you've called into the show before, you can call in. But I wanted to hear from some people who hadn't, men and women. Women, you got to, this whole thing of, like, even having women employed where one wage used to be able to support, you know, a family and send your kids to school. Now, and this goes into the whole thing of fiat currency, devaluation of the dollar. Remember, it was Ronald Reagan who wanted to devalue the dollar. It was Ronald Reagan who was knighted by the Queen of England. It was Ronald Reagan who used our military air traffic controllers to, to pink slip over 13,500 civilian safety officers, air traffic controllers, and show them the door and break up the air traffic controllers union. And you wonder, and people say, oh, well, you know, being knighted has nothing to do with that. Yes, it does. Wake up, you morons. And I'm sorry to be so, you know, blunt, but, Rupert Murdoch, perfect example. Rupert Murdoch was backed by the Queen, built his media empire in Australia as backed by the crown royal families of not just England or Britain, or England as in Anglo-Saxon, But as backed by the royal families of the United Kingdom, a worldwide system, a new world constitutional order, a new world constitutional monarchy, a new world order or system of kingdoms that is being reinvigorated, resurrected, and any and all republics or systems of self-governance or populist rule are being attacked. Anyone who is a public servant is being attacked. And you've got replacements. You know, this woman Whitman, who wants to be governor of California, you know, beyond Whitman samplers and chocolates and, you know, and I brought up Sarah Heath, Candy Bar, Fortunes Palin. Look into the Heath name. You can find that. It's a power broker family like the Udalls and the Bushes and the Davises and the Walkers and others. You know, and even like the Walker family, it was the Walker brothers who stole spy satellite blueprints from the black rooms. You know, it's Vaughn Walker who's sitting on the case along with Ted Olson, Barbara Olson, who died in one of the 9/11 planes, supposedly. You know, there's been reports that she's been seen in Europe, whether that's true or not. Ted Olson is the individual who represented George Bush against Al Gore at the Supreme Court and got George Bush appointed by the Supreme Court to be president by actions and inactions of the Supreme Court, where they intervened into the populist electoral, and I'm not talking electoral college, but the electoral or elective system of, you know, electing our executive branch, the head of the executive branch. And the head of the executive branch is not a king. He's an administrator. He works for Congress. He's supposed to, you know, if Congress passes a law, and whether it's No Child Left Behind, which is, you know, wait till you see this in the next few years and what happens, you will not recognize this country. We will be more like, you know, Nazi Germany after the fall of the Weimar Republic and after the rise of Hitler. Very soon, it's starting to get really, really, really scary here in the United States. You know, and I'm one person who has experienced it firsthand, where you've got a branch of military in, i.e., the Coast Guard within Homeland Security, who's carrying on, they're saying they're a special branch of military that is operating outside of control of the Pentagon, supposedly. They're under Title 10, but they're independent of, they've fractured military law, Title 10, off of the Pentagon and Department of Defense. The Uniform Code of Military Justice is part of Title 10, and they've moved it into Homeland Security. They've got it under Title 14, and they've married Title 10 and Title 14 to where the Coast Guard is a, instead of a police branch, a federal maritime police branch, much like the FBI on the water to an extent, they are now a military police branch. So, you know, that's military dictatorship. This has been going on since 2003. So you can, and, you know, even the issue about death panels, I'm sorry. The Coast Guard, a branch of military that I'm not in, is saying that I'm a civilian, has alleged that I'm a civilian, has been prosecuting me for the last 6 years as an alleged civilian within a military tribunal for, quote unquote, being depressed. And if you understand where a branch of military is coming in and trying to prove that something ails me, taking 6 years or more to do it, they still have me trapped. The appeal is sitting before the commandant, Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess III, who's related to not only the Hess oil dynasty from back east, but also Rudolf Hess, former deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler. These are not good people. You know, I'm sorry, anybody who, you know, I've read some of the stuff online about, well, Hitler was trying to do this and he was trying to do that and he was standing against the, you know, worldwide conspiracy of the banksters. No, any leader who puts on a uniform like Hitler did is a military dictator. I'm sorry. Our civilian, you know, our system is set up so that civilians, whether it be the Secretary of the Navy, who's a civilian, he's in charge of the Navy, not the admirals, not the CNO, the Chief of Naval Operations, not the Joint Chiefs, even if the Joint Chiefs is ex-Navy, it's the civilian line of succession or chain of command that is in charge of all the military. And the military is really not supposed to be involved or engaging with the civilian side, except for the chain of command on the civilian side. And it's all been flipped. And I've seen this from the inside, not only as a naval officer, and concurrently as a naval officer and also as a federal contractor and as a private sector employee working in various places, like Pearl Harbor, and, you know, the, what used to be public yard there, it's pretty much been dismantled. You know, Philadelphia's shipyard is now Kvarner. I could go on Sarah Heath Palin. I want to go back to that. Sarah Heath Candy Bar Fortunes Palin is related to Heath Candy Bars. They awarded the family an enormous federal military contract in the middle of World War II to seed the family. Because they don't just make bullets and bombs, these families, these fascists. They get involved on the bread and butter side too. And the pharma side, the big pharma, the education side. Look at Bush, Neil Bush, and his involvement with the, I think it was a Scholastic Aptitude Test or whatever, and a training system or an educational system for that, for the SATs, you know, that they had gotten involved in. It was a total racket. It was a scam. These guys, you know, just like King George III, they want to place as many rights, benefits, money, taxes, you know, just like the insurance companies, as far away from you as possible so that, you know, whether it's Social Security or anything else, you don't go down the street within your local community. You got to fly to Minnesota, you know, because that's where the new hub is for, I'm not sure if it's Social Security. I think it is. They're setting up all these hubs throughout the United States, involving the benefits and stuff. And you got to understand that this whole Democratic, Republican, you know, conservative and liberal, paradigm is a milking machine. Give and take, give and take, give and take. Because before they can take, they have to give. And when they're actually giving, they're taking away from you through taxes to fund stuff. And then what they do, the conservatives come in and cinch up on the, you know, udder, and squeeze it out into their pail, so it doesn't go to you. You start looking into some of the stuff like dead peasants insurance. It's in Michael Moore's movie, and it's one of the things that I've been complaining about. Insurance companies like Peachtree, I think, where they're paying you to take over your life insurance. And all of a sudden, when they do that, they continue to pay your premiums, and now you're worth more dead than alive to somebody. And these are total mafia rackets. I mean, in the 1950s, the mafia dons told their captains, we want you to move up in the system, get a college degree, go to law school, become a judge, be a lawyer, be a politician, run for office, and that's become an engineer. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what they did. So now the entire system from head to toe is nothing but a bunch of rackets. And if you go look at and pick up Smedley Butler's book, it's not real long. It's only, you know, 40-some-odd pages, I think 50 pages at most, War is a Racket. It gets into a lot of these, you know, families, you know, a perfect racket, you know, beyond like what Sarah Heath Palin and how they gamed that whole thing with the Heath candy bars. And you have to see, and Heath goes back to, you know, Heathrow, and you really got to follow these family lines and the names and the offshoots. Another name, and I'm sorry to bounce around so much, but, you know, as you start going through this, you really, I was reading up on some stuff about Lincoln and assassination, and Asrott was one of the individuals who was involved in the assassination of Lincoln. The derivative of that name is Axelrod, David Axelrod, Obama's chief advisor. And there's another guy named Jonathan Axelrod who's also related, who's involved in my affairs. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone. Because I'm home alone.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. And I've brought up John McCain before, Cindy Helmsley and the Helmsley family, same thing. Anheuser-Busch, the largest beer distributorship in the United States that was quote unquote American owned, is no longer. It's now foreign owned and controlled. It was sold off by the McCain family, along with his wife Cindy Helmsley, to foreign interests in, I believe, Sweden. And I think it's the Swedish royal family that now owns and controls it. Imbev. But, you know, it's not just like with Sarah Heath Palin and being awarded a military federal contract to make candy bars, English toffee. Come on, wasn't American toffee. Wasn't anything American about it. This was English toffee. English toffee. I prefer things, even with the medical issues and everything going on here, I'd rather have things American than English. I'm very opposed to the royals in all regards, in every form, just like our founding fathers, because they're the ones who are messing with our politics. They are the ones who are bringing this down on our head. And, you know, these royals are from many nations. Some people like to point to one country and one group of people, but it's not. It's German, Germanic, Spanish, Austrian, Bavarian, Italian. It's all of these ancient royal families that have intermarried, and they all have a little bit of, some are a little bit Jewish, some are a little bit Italian, some are a little bit Spanish. They're all from ancient kingdoms. You know, if you just wake up like Stephen Gyllenhaal, you know, from Hollywood fame, writer, director, producer, was ennobled by the Swedish royal family. His kids, Jake Gyllenhaal, who was in Brokeback Mountain, and, you know, that's kind of a risque and, you know, controversial topic, you know, and it's not Leave It to Beaver, that's for sure. You know, was a star in that movie. He's a duke now. And his sister, Maggie Gyllenhaal, was in the Batman series, is a duchess. And you look at all these actors like Michael Caine, he's English. You know, and he's the one who was on the stage patting Robin Williams on the back, Mork from Ork. We've been had. You know, they've taken, you hear all these people talking about taking back the country. You got to realize who's taken it first. Wall Street is not Wall Street. It's 10 Downing. It's the rich European, mostly English, German, you know, Spanish, Italian, royal families who have come in. J.P. Morgan as an agent for the royal families. His son, J.P. Morgan Jr., who was a, you know, signatory to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. J.P. Morgan helped incite the Civil War. He funded both sides of the Civil War. He profited from both sides of the Civil War. He took down American financial houses prior to, during, and after the Civil War, just like his heir apparents are doing now and have done now with Bear Stearns and others. Start looking at Chase and Citibank and, you know, who these power broker families are. The J.P. Morgan also helped start and fund General Electric. Gee, oh my, you know, wow. Who was, oh, God, what was that guy's name? Ronald Reagan, geez. He was a proctor or a spokesperson, a spokesmodel for General Electric. That's pretty much what gave him, you know, household name. He was also a Democrat at one point and turned into a Republican. You know, Ronald Reagan wanted to build a 600-ship Navy to build up the military-industrial complex. He used the military against civilians in breaking the air traffic controllers, using military air traffic controllers to wipe out civilians and take over those jobs. And look at what happens, you know, 20-some-odd years later in 9-11. There's no connection there. Right. George Herbert Walker Bush, knighted. Colin Powell, knighted. Greenspan, knighted. Kissinger, who was born in Bavaria, raised in London to an age, came here to the United States to betray us, I say, and I say it very clearly with clear mind, knighted. The first Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Berthoff, knighted by the King of England. Rudy Giuliani, Mr. 9-11, knighted. Who else? Ted Kennedy, the Lion of the Senate. You know, the Kennedy, Shriver, Onassis, Schwarzenegger, fascist family, where Joe Kennedy was smuggling DeWar's whiskey in from Canada as backed by the royal families. Canada is a constitutional monarchy, people. Even the Canadians don't understand that. 79% of Canadians don't understand the type of government that they live in. They think they live in a democracy. Just like most people think that we live in a democracy or a republic here. It's not. We live in a military dictatorship. Fascism is the stepping stone back to royal crown control, back to becoming a kingdom. Ask the Italians. They know that. Let me go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the show.
You remember when the, I think it was either the writers or,
Wait, Mike, hold on. Sorry. I don't know how I do this, but bad timing on my part. We're going to commercial break. Hold on. We'll be right back with you, and we'll take the other callers. We got some open lines. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Mike in Kentucky, Jim in Kansas, and other calls. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. And host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And I want to bring up the two websites, martiallaw911.com. It's an older website, hasn't been touched in probably years. On the right-hand side, though, it has a couple of transcripts from August 26th and 27th, 2003. Charges were brought against me on March 6th, 2003, just in the midst of and in the lead-up to the launch of the war in Iraq, which started on about March 18th, March 22nd. And just as they moved the Coast Guard from the Department of Transportation into the newly founded Department of Homeland Security, and Tom Ridge, who had been walking around with his hat in hand, wondering if he actually had a new department to run as the former governor of Pennsylvania, eventually took over Homeland Security that was created by an executive order. And it was executive order 13228. And if you notice the numbers, you know, take the bookends out, 322 is the number in there, which is the the Yale Skull and Bones Lodge. You start looking at, you know, these guys are crazy. They are fascist. They are Nazis. They are Austrian, Bavarian, you know, Bernanke and others. Austrian, Bavarian, Germanic. They come from places like Liechtenstein, Luxembourg, and other places. These are the very people that we fought in World War I, World War II. There's a lot, and I'm not against Germans or people from these countries. as long as they respect our republic, our system of self-governance, and when they come here and become citizens, that they become equal and also lend a hand to protect ourselves from these royal families and their games and machinations here within our government, within our corporations, families like Morgan, you can get Johnson and Johnson and Johnson. There's, you know, like SC Johnson's another one, Procter, Gamble, Case, Boeing, Lockheed, Martin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Palin, as related to Pawlenty, governor of Minnesota, Heath, you can go on and on. But let me bring up the other website, crossingtherubicon.org. And on there, there's a dialogue where I'm speaking with an individual. It's right at the very top of the page. It starts off, a branch of our military is violating civilians and civilian jurisdictions. And this would be the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. And what the Coast Guard is up to, just go to their Wikipedia page. But with that said, I want to let people know, too, as I go back to the callers here, I don't make a penny for doing what I'm doing. I don't take in any money in ads or advertisement or anything else. I'm doing this on my own, you know, dole. I've never made a penny doing this. I would, you know, like to get some help and support, some people to run the website, keep the program up. I've done this on my own volition, at my own expense, to get out there and warn people about what's going on, to be very clear that, you know, this is not going to turn around on its own. The only way that it's going to turn around is for you to stand up, you to protect, and, you know, we are our brother's keeper, to step in and lobby for people like myself who are being attacked maliciously, malevolently by individuals that are hiding within our government, acting or pretending to be public servants when they are not, and they are serving these private interests, which are mostly foreign-owned and foreign-controlled. You go into Robert Dollar, Stanley Dollar, Dollar Shipping Lines. I brought up Rupert Murdoch. His, you know, media empire, Fox News, was all funded. He's an agent for the Queen and the royal families of the United Kingdom, England, Britain, and Europe. I mean, how can you not see that? This is how they play the game. Let me go back to Mike in Kentucky. Sorry, Mike.
You started talking about all these families. It reminded me back when the, I think it was the writers, about 2.5 years ago or so, they went on strike as we were going into the fall production season for the all these primetime dramas and stuff.
Right. The writers' guild.
You've seen The Unit, haven't you, that's based on the Special Forces, the guy that, one of the guys that started Delta Force, I think, is the one that wrote the original treatment for the show. It's based on his book. Uh-huh. And during that writer's strike, they got part of the way through the season for that show, The Unit. It's a real pro-military show. A lot of people see it as pro-military-industrial complex.
But you see how they're not just getting around posse comitatus with the Coast Guard and Homeland Security. They're actually, they said, forget it, let's just militarize the police. Let's short-circuit it, and instead of using the military to carry on police action, let's just turn the police into the military, and that's what they've done.
Well, halfway through this season on The Unit, they got into this plot where the commander's wife sold her soul, basically, to get this this nice job with an embassy in London or whatever, and the commander ends up realizing that she is the one that sold them out for some of these black ops shadowy operations that they were doing to assassinate people or whatever. I don't remember the exact details of the operation, but he goes and confronts her about selling out the unit, you know, basically causing the unit to be destroyed, or almost be destroyed. But they end up saving, you know, the plot. Through some plot twists or whatever, they actually confront this guy that's trying to disband the unit and pretty much threaten to assassinate him. Well, anyway, she confronts him and says, look, you know the score, pal. Six families run this country. Well, you and on the blogosphere, people just, they couldn't believe that this was part of the plot of that show, that they actually come through with this conspiracy theory that six families run this country.
Well, it's Megan, because we're talking about it so much, become part of folklore and everything that, I mean, it's common. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah, so it's the idea that we actually elect our officials because of their ability to be statesmen or because of their, you know, knowledge of the legislative process and all that.
Well, we used to. We did used to.
They're picked for us before we even allowed to pick from them.
Well, but it hasn't always been that way.
Well, I don't think it has. If you look at the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and what happened to them, most of them guys
died bankrupt.
They lost their families, they lost their houses, their estates. I mean, they died penniless or whatever.
Because they were attacked by the royal families of Europe, the UK.
Well, what you were talking about, doing things at your own expense and stuff, you know, a lot of people in the so-called, quote, patriot movement, a lot of the genuine people that have tried to delay this inevitable corruption that we're facing today have lost relationships, families, houses, careers, or whatever, because they will not live the lie. They will not live the lie that we actually have some say-so in the way this country is going. And, I mean, because of that writer's strike, I have to wonder if these people knew ahead of time that this strike was in the works and it was going to happen. You know, it almost looks like that was planned that way, because that episode of The Unit got reran about three times where she goes through this diatribe about this country being run by six families. And occasionally they hire some people to help with the things that they want done. And so she sold herself out, basically, to go work.
In the United States, it's actually more about 200 families.
Yeah.
And I could, you know, Gibson is one, Dunn is one, Crutcher is another, Axelrod is another, Bush, of course, Walker, Udall, Davis, Johnson, Anderson, Cooper, Cummings. All you have to do is look to manufacturing, Ford, Chrysler, and you know, a lot of these names have died off or been taken over. Kerry owns and controls the Heinz dynasty, Heinz ketchup.
Well, you have to wonder if that wasn't an arranged marriage through the skull and bones.
It was completely.
Yeah,
they get
their trophy wives for going through the skull and bones and selling themselves out. It looks like.
Well, look at John McCain, Cindy Helmsley, and the Helmsley family. You know, hotels and more. She owned and controlled Anheuser-Busch, largest beer distributorship here in the United States. It's no longer American owned or controlled.
Well, you know, I have to, at some level, these families are going to take care of their own, and they want to see, you know, just like the average middle class family wants to see their children married off or whatever to a good spouse and, you know, have a good future or whatever. But on the level that they are talking about, they're not just they have plans, I think, to do battle economically.
Well, but they are.
They're not just talking about surviving. They're doing battle economically. It's economic warfare.
Yeah, but Mike, here's a perfect example. 9/11 happened. Guess who won the contract for installing the new elevator systems? I'm talking, this is a huge contract. For the new World Trade Center, or Freedom Tower. It was going to be called the Freedom Tower. I guess we're back to World Trade Center.
1,776 feet tall.
Yeah, but guess who won the contract for the elevators?
I don't know, Bush, Cheney,
nope,
or somebody?
No, ThyssenKrupp, two German weapons and warship manufacturers that are married into the Habsburg family, which is German royalty.
Well, doesn't Fritz Thiessen and some of those people connect back to the Bush family through, funding Germany?
Yeah, but do you know Thiessen, do you know the connection there? Because this is derivative. This is how we have to pay close attention. Think of Tyson Chicken.
Oh, Tyson. It's an Americanized name, version of a German name.
Yep, you got it. And that's what they do. And these guys, they are royals. They are related to... and they are pushing because they really want this new world order. And go read Philip Bobbitt's book. He talks about it in there. I always bring it up. Where they want to have a change in constitutional order to this new market state, and the market state is feudalism. It's a system of worldwide kingdoms.
Well, from what I'm gathering, looking at things over the last decade, it looks like they've converted most of what we are supposed to obey into private law, because these agencies, you know, kind of going back to what you're talking about with the Coast Guard or whatever, these agencies are not doing the they're not complying with the Administrative Procedures Act that was passed after World War II.
Well, yeah, you
that's
know, and I'm
massive glad, increase.
I'm glad you brought that up, because
the Administrative Procedures Act requires that the proposed regulations or the prima facie laws that we're supposed to go by are supposed to be published in a Federal Registry, and there's supposed to be a required comment period.
No, but yeah, like 90 days and stuff. But more importantly, this was to go after industry and or corporations, not individuals.
Well, the problem it was, is they've convoluted the individual into some artificial person.
Right. Well, to where we're treated the same as, you know, Microsoft. And let me finish.
Yeah.
Because the Administrative Procedure Act was created, it was actually civil service personnel law. It was for all those men and women who may have been in uniform or not, but were civil servants. They were not members of a branch of military, but they accompanied, and this goes into the whole thing about the military-industrial complex. Eisenhower warned us about it. It's these administrative bureaucracies or departments or agencies that are there to support the military-industrial complex that has now been turned inward upon us, to where instead of having your right to get into an Article III court, you are now in the courts of the king. You are now in privy councils or star chambers, whether it be family court or anything else, to where it's a court of the executive branch. It's a court of the police. It's a court of the military.
Well, I think they try to claim that the law theory, I think, says that they claim that you have some sort of a social contract with them, so they have jurisdiction.
But again, if the Coast Guard, like they did with me, if they're going to be the complainant, they didn't see anything. There was no verified complaint filed by anyone else. They filed the complaint against me. They're the injured party. They're the citing or summoning party. They're the investigating party. It's carried on in their court. They're the judge. They're the appellate body.
There's no separation.
Exactly. And that's the issue. And that's what our founding fathers really hammered home, was not only, you know, titles of nobility act and being against the royals, but also the separation of powers, so that the lawmaking, the law enforcement, and the cleanup in the end and figure out what the problems are and where things lie as far as the law and the Constitution and more, and resolve any disputes therein judiciary, an independent Article III branch of government. They've merged them now under Article II. Even Congress now.
They don't want to tell you the true nature and the cause of any action, because they would have to actually reveal that the court is not arraigned as a judicial branch court, but as a administrative jurisdiction.
They even said it wasn't a constitutional court, the one they pulled me in. Think about it. The Coast Guard's saying they're a branch of military. They're saying that I'm a civilian. They're saying that, well, we're just doing like what the DMV does. Well, I'm sorry. The DMV's not a branch of military. They don't, you know, the Army doesn't do this or take over the DMV. And even though after 9/11 we had planes going to the World Trade Center, the Air Force did not take over commercial and private air traffic.
When you say DMV, do you mean Department of Motor Vehicles?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. You really got to read the transcripts. They're saying, and they use JAG counsel. They use a judge, advocate, general, uniformed Coast Guard officer, brought the charges against me. He was the citing party, the summoning party, the injured party, the investigating party, the prosecutor, all the same person. So talk about no separation. And he's a uniformed member of a self-declared special branch of military that can not only carry its service weapons home, but answers directly to the President and Homeland Security.
Years ago, I used to listen to a guy out of Nevada. I'm trying to remember, Dave Hinkson, on shortwave. He actually had the Freeman from Montana call in on his show, and it made it on CNN back when that saga was going on, you know, the siege or whatever.
Right.
And I think he was the one that I heard claim that essentially they had passed some regulations that raised the high water mark.
Yep.
To the Continental Divide, so that essentially the Coast Guard had maritime jurisdiction over the entire land.
But it's within. They have another law too that it's within 100 miles of any body of water, and that's 90% of the population.
Well, what's a body of water? They could just change the definition of that.
Well, a cloud in the sky. Hey, thanks for calling. Right, we'll get to more callers after. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. Your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. People, wake up. Start defending your fellow Americans. Or else.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Back. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And before I go back to callers, I just want to mention, I've been bankrupted several times over. I was even run out of and counter-prosecuted in bankruptcy court. And I forgot, this is one of the other names. Wolf is another one of those names that you have to watch out for as the last name. Black is another. King is another. Kaiser is another. Roth is another. Of course, Rothschild, as the, heir apparent to Roth, the parent family name. you know, Liechtenstein, it's another family. It's not just a country. That's a family name, one of these royal families. Windsor's, of course, which is Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, and Saxe is a family name. Hesse or Hessen, you know, the Brits brought in, the United Kingdom brought in the Hessians in our Revolutionary War and even in our Civil War. You know, the Civil War was something that was instigated not only by J.P. Morgan, you know, forget about who he was an agent for. He was working for the crown, for the royal families. They started the Civil War here in our country. They were the ones, Atzerodt, as an extension of Axelrod, or Axelrod, an extension thereof, David Axelrod being one, Jonathan Axelrod being another, who were involved in the assassination of Lincoln. Lincoln, good or bad, they changed, and this is what's going on in the bigger picture, they changed our state nation. This is covered in Philip Bobbitt's book, Shield of Achilles. And, you know, I say pick it up, read it. The guy's a traitor. He wants to convert our country into a constitutional monarchy, a quote-unquote market state, to move us from a nation state to a market state. But in the Civil War, we were a state nation. We were converted thereafter into a nation state. If you look at the military tribunals that were carried out upon those quote-unquote civilians, that's unacceptable. Roosevelt did the same thing in the Quirin precedents. Lincoln was dead. It was about his assassination. And I'm trying to think of the woman's name, Curry, or she was hung. It was the only woman ever hung. We'd never hung a woman before in the United States. So let's break down that, you know, wall or barrier so the American people aren't, you know, innocent in that mind. You know, we have lost our innocence. You just look at it, people are not presumed innocent anymore. I mean, look at the ridiculous charges, you know, on myself. I've been charged by a branch of military that I'm not in with quote-unquote being depressed. How is that not a death panel? You know, because when you prosecute somebody for that aggressively, it doesn't matter. They could have charged me for blowing my nose. And you do that for 6, 7, 8, 9 years with a branch of military, unrelenting, with military assets, military resources, military personnel, deny me the right to counsel. The quote unquote alleged terrorists in Guantanamo have more rights than I do in these Coast Guard proceedings. They're now saying the proceedings aren't fair. They're making up these courts after the charge, before there was actual violence. We have laws in this country against conspiracy, racketeering, blowing things up, you know, criminal violations. You can call them terrorism activity or not, or something else. We have federal district courts. When you start to hide things and say, well, we can't prosecute them there because they probably won't be found guilty because, you know, the rules of evidence and more, you know, would protect them. Well, maybe they're not guilty of anything. You know, these guys have gone so far over the edge. We're presuming people are guilty when some of these people are just farmers that they picked up or their neighbors that paid, you know, were paid $5,000 to turn them in. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcast, 800-313-9443. We'll get callers after this.
With recent internet.